We're so happy to see you all here today, and thank you for joining us online. And so I would just love for you to prepare with me and worship with this first verse. You who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for that is pleasant. And boy, it causes some joy. So won't you join us in worship right now if you're able to stand?
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
Sunday night service at the little church that I grew up in. And somehow I knew from the time that I was about five that there wasn't any in between, that you had to give it all. And I have been convicted by that song every time I sing it. I was convicted way back then as a 5, 6, 7-year-old child, and I've been convicted this morning. And then Romans chapter 12, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing unto Him, which is your reasonable act of service. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning thanking you that you do not let up on us, because we need you to keep pressing in on us, to keep pressing out the bad and pressing in the good. And Lord, we realize that it's more than just random things coming and going into our lives. We realize, Father, that you are orchestrating services like this, songs like this, scriptures like this, to remind us of your love for us, that we cannot serve two masters, that there's no way to live this life trying to serve both God and money or God and Satan. Lord, it's going to be either one for us. Today, Lord, we come to you in this moment of conviction and remembrance that when you came, you didn't give just partly. You gave everything. And you've asked us too, Lord, to pick up our cross and follow you with everything that we are. And Lord, there's no halfway to die. You've asked us to crucify the sinful nature in our lives and to put to death the cravings of the flesh. And Lord, we realize that the holy nature in us, born of Christ, and the sinful nature born in us of Adam is in conflict. And we will never be at peace until that conflict is resolved. So Lord, we do ask you for your peace, but we don't ask you to whip up another miracle to make us feel good. We ask you, Lord, to drag it out of us. We ask you, Lord, to help us put what is holding you back down at the altar. We ask you, Lord, that you'll not let us out of here without deep conviction of your Spirit, that we may grow in our lives. We ask you, Lord, to bring to mind those things that are causing stress and turmoil in us, the deep root cause. And may we find our peace in you as we lay our lives completely down on your altar. Lord, we thank you that you don't call us just halfway. This call to surrender, this call to give our lives, is worthy. It's a high calling, and you've demonstrated that by the sacrifice you were willing to make for us. Lead us, Lord, we pray. May this season, may this moment not pass us by without getting right with you. Laying it all down. Worship team, would you sing that second verse again? This is the one that brought me to the altar, the second verse. Bless the offering as it is received now. And thank you, Lord, for reminding us again that there is peace and we find it in you. Lord, we praise you today for the work you're doing in our lives. Help us not to pass it up in Jesus' name.
I'm the chief financial officer of a software development company.
I'm a stay-at-home mom, a homemaker.
We have two children.
Both of our kids go to school. We have a third grader and a sixth grader.
I'd always enjoyed working with kids and had actually coached a youth basketball team prior to having our own kids.
And we've owned a child care center. I've done preschool ministry at our church.
I told Vicki, you know, my passion are kids and sports, and I really didn't know how that was going
to
work.
And trying to listen to the Lord, really felt a passion for the community that our kids were with, basically in their school.
We talked and came up with the idea of the basketball ministry. We work with sixth graders from our son's middle school. Each Tuesday night, we go over to a local park for about an hour and play basketball. It's just street ball. We divide the teams up. You know, typically we have anywhere from 10 to 15. Last year we had over 20 some kids at a time. So we'll either play 3-on-3 or 5-on-5 and rotate teams in and out, guys in and out. We take a break, we have a snack, you know, get them back playing. It's just to get them out there, get some exercise going. I do want to have an influence over them. I want them to see a positive male role model. Based on the turnout that we had, I think the parents really enjoyed that we were, you know, working with their kids. It gave them a place to go.
We had several moms. Again, they were single moms, and those ladies really were very appreciative of the fact that, especially Dale being there, I think as a male role model for their boys.
You know, as you meet different kids, they're all different. They have their own, all different personalities. I've just been able to see the good in each kid. You know, we've got kids that are troublemakers in school or, you know, have behavioral problems. And I've just been able to see the best in those kids.
We've really talked about how this is a ministry for all of us. Spencer has been really helpful. He's been willing to call people, and he'll make sure when he sees the kids in the hallway, hey, you know, guys, remember this is basketball day. And he's been really responsive to that. It's really about us just getting out there and making relationships with people so that then maybe they can see Christ through us, just in the way that we respond, in the way that we do care for them.
You know, I'll see these kids and they'll come up and hug me, you know, in front of other kids at school. Or, hi, Mr. Meredith. It's just wonderful being a part of their lives. God has blessed me by being obedient, and I just want, you know, my kids to know the joy of serving Christ and having a servant's heart.